This is Dr. Savage Advocate Dating Colonoscopy with patient Allison Henry. Indicated to shift as a person is calling upon the cervical colonoscopy, stitching of magnus canis. Date of birth is 2/11/1943, stitching of magnus canis. The other doctor. Listing predict risk as well as the other patient, I'm sure blood pressure for some electric current up there, patient colonoscopy instrument to look at the colonoscopy procedure. After the fact, it's not up to the patient to the patient's rectal medicine, but it's not called flat fracture, called perfect precision sticking. Patient in a torture is called there, perhaps false parts of all of the navigator. Coming on, I saw right to the inner rectal junction, a polypoid lesion noted. I'm not sure whether it is coming out of the squamous mucous skin, or it is coming out of the colon mucosa, but it's right the anal verge next to the hemorrhoid. Question of anal wart versus anal tag versus polypoid lesion. I didn't do the biopsy because of proximity of it to the hemorrhoids. It was noted in rectal flexion view and also noted on the coming out view, like in the inner canal. It was such skin pressure, patient like application, fine colonoscopy of seeker, number 2, tortuous colon, number 3, fair prep, number 4. Right to the inner rectal area, a polypoid lesion noted. Not sure whether it's coming from the squamous cell layer versus rectal mucosal layer, because right at the junction, and I did not do the biopsy because of its proximity to the internal hemorrhoids. It is noted on the rectal flexion view, and also could be appreciated on the anal canal coming out. It is all documented with picture. Patient will be sent to Orlando Health Advanced Gastroenterology to Dr. Varadarajalu, Varadarajalu, for transrectal ultrasound, and depending on its finding, maybe EMR versus polypectomy. EMR polypectomy. And then depending on the pathology, patient will be referred to for further evaluation, surgery or surgical evaluation, etc. Recommendation, patient will be referred to Dr. Varadarajalu for transrectal ultrasound and possible EMR/polypectomy for the lesion noted at the anal rectal area, and further follow-up depending on the histopathology of that lesion. Number 2, if the that lesion comes out to be benign, then because of his age, he may not need screening colonoscopy or surveillance colonoscopy as per the U.S. Multiple Task Force recommendation. But he would need a diagnostic colonoscopy if it's needed in the future if he started having a GI symptom. Follow-up 1 to 2 weeks annotation. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Kenneth Lim and Dr. Param Sari. Day of procedure, January 9th to 23rd. 9th to 23rd. This is the option.